Teishir Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. We're still in Siman Lamed Beis, and we're discussing the halacha from yesterday that we brought down, that when a letter is not clear what letter it is in either Sefer Torah, Tefillin, or Mezuzos, we ask the famous child to go and tell us what letter it is. And this child we brought down yesterday is Lo Chacham Velo Tipesh, not an exceedingly wise child or a slow child. And if he's able to read the letter, Yodei Lekroso, kosher. If he reads the letter correctly, then the parashios are considered kosher. V'yim lav, but if not, then it's possible. That's the halacha that we discussed at the end of yesterday's shir. Now let's look inside the Mishneh Berurah to discuss this further. So in Siv Katan Mem Tes, the Mishneh Berurah writes, Lo chacham, the child can't be too wise. What does it mean he can't be too wise? Haynu chacham kol kach shemevino inyan. If the child can, from the context of the letters, figure out what letter it is, he's smart enough to know what the word means. And if he reads the whole word, he'll figure out that that's what that letter is. It's a yud, not a vav, or vice versa. And in this way he reads the correct letter properly, so then he is not really telling you what the letter is, he's telling you what the word means, and he's intuiting what the letter is. But a child like this is not called a chacham. If he happens to be an expert at just reading the letters, but he's still young enough that he can't understand what the words mean, that's not called a chacham, that's called a regular child. He won't understand. He's a first grader and he doesn't know the meaning of the word, but he's very expert at reading all of the letters. That's exactly the type of katan that you want to have deciding, is this a kosher or a vav, or is it a yud, etc. This would be perfectly acceptable. So when we say he can't be too chacham, it means that he can't be smart enough to figure out what the letter is from the context. Then the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Nun says, "Lo tipesh, he can't be slow, stupid. Tipesh, hainu she'enu yodea likros osios. It means over here that he has to know the aleph beis. If you go to a three-year-old who doesn't really know the aleph beis, and you ask him to go and tell you what the letter is, well, he may not be able to tell you what the letter is, even if you bring out an aleph bina book and you bring out a beautiful formed letter. He still may not know what it is. So obviously, that child, while he may have some familiarity with some of the letters, is not the child that you want to ask over here. The kol shodei likros osios, and anybody who's considered that he knows how to read the letters, afagav de inobaki kol kach betzuras osios, and doesn't yet really know the full form of the letters, kol shomedein betzuras os posulu. But such a child who recognizes the letters, even though he's not fully expert in all of the letters, in the sense that he does recognize what each of the letters is, if such a child says this letter is a vav and it really was a yud, so then it's posul. So the bottom line is, the child has to be a child that is of a sufficient age and knowledge that he can tell what the letters are, but he won't necessarily know what the letter is based upon the context, and he has to be familiar enough with letters that he won't make mistakes, even if you showed him a letter in its fully formed way, and he would make that incorrect assessment. In Diushu footnote 81, he brings down, what happens if the child is not sure? He's not sure what letter it is, so he brings down from the Shelus Tshuvas Darkei Noam, Shemukach Miloshen Gemara, based upon the Gemara, Sheim Hatinok Eini Yodea Likros Es Oz Hipsule. Not knowing what it is, or not being sure what it is, also both of them are possible. And he brings down as well, this is the name of the Bikdush Ma'at. However, Tinok Shehichmir Ohekel Betchila Ulaachekach Chazarbo, if a child originally said one way or the other, he said it is a machmir, and he says that it's the wrong letter, or he's makel and says it's the right letter, but then he retracts. So he brings down from the Shelus Tshuva Simer Yosher, Shagam Bazen Nemar Aklal Kivon Shehigid Shuv Eino Chozer Umagid. We have a famous rule in regards to testimony in Eidus, that if a person says something, he can't retract it. So to Ovia, once this child said the letter was a certain letter, he can't retract it. Ein Lohakel Apia Chazaroso, and you're not allowed to be makel to allow him to retract. However, the Das Kedoshim disagrees, and the Mikdash Ma'ad as well, they both say, Ein Shayach Kan Klaus there. This is not Eidus over here. This is just a clarification what the letter is. And a person is not retracting his testimony. He's just saying, you know, Taka, I think I made a mistake. And now this is what the letter is. Because he didn't look carefully enough at the letter. And now that he did look at it carefully, so he retracted his mistake. It's not a testimony that he said. He said, I'm looking at it now and it's the right thing. And therefore, so it is acceptable for him to retract this. Then the Dirshu footnote adds, once you showed it to one child, don't start showing it to other children. You have your psak, so to say, from the child, and don't show it to other people. What happens if you did? You did show it to a bunch of kids all together. What do you guys think? And you get two kids saying one way and two kids saying the other way. So it brings down from the Shelus of Tshuva, Silchus Ketanos, Hochmachar Rov. So find an odd number of children and go and ask them. And if it's 3-2, that's what you go by. And he says as well, this is the David HaEmes says the same thing, and the Kesses are so fair. But if it's an even number, so he brings down the Mikdash Ma'at in the name of a number of poskim, this is Safik Daraisa, and therefore it's Pasul, and this is in fact the Pesach of the Aruch HaShulchan as well. The Halach HaBrua says the exact same thing in terms of Hadeah Shlishi, Achriya B'Neim, if you showed it to two kids and they're tied, one says it's one way and one says the other way, you show it to a third child. He adds that if you showed it to one child and he's not sure, so we just said that you're paskin in that way, l'chumra. He says, don't go show it to another child, and this way you could change that opinion. He says, once you have the psak, that's it. You shouldn't go further. Now we return to the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, v'ein tzorich l'chasos lo shar osios kemo shenoagim. The Mechaber says that one does not have to cover up all of the other letters, as apparently was the minhag. You don't have to cover up the word. You just show the child the letter. As we pointed out already, he's not chacham enough that he's going to be able to read from the context, so therefore there isn't a problem in seeing the entire word, and therefore you don't have to cover up the rest of the word and show him just that letter, but you can show him the letter inside the rest of the words, inside the other letters, and say, what do you think this letter is? Ein tzorich l'chasos lo shar osios kemo shenoagim. That's what the Mechaber says. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nodvalev writes, ein tzorich l'chasos, v'chein kosav ha-levush, and this is the opinion of the levush. However, the Magen Avraham, in the name of the Ma'arit, writes the Tzorich L'chasos Ma'ashalafonov. That was the opinion that the Mechaber says, Kamo Shenoagim. That is the opinion, in fact, of the Ma'arit, who says that you should cover up the rest of the letters. Shem Yaschel Mitchilas HaMikra, because if the child starts looking at all the other letters, Sirchei Nokiv Ozel is going to make a mistake and not tell you what the letter is. He's going to tell you what it is from the context of the word. And even if the child doesn't know that parsha, so you could argue, well, how could he possibly tell us from the context if he doesn't understand the context? Nevertheless, the Ma'arit says you still have to cover it up. However, but you don't have to cover up the following letters. That certainly isn't necessary, even according to the Ma'arit. In Dirshu footnote 82, he brings down, if the child read it correctly, he brings down in the name of the Imre Shefer, that Yesh L'Sake Nesos, you should still go and correct the letter and make it longer. Now you know it's kosher, it's no problem over here, but you still should elongate the letter or do whatever correction needs to be done to the letter so it wouldn't happen again. Meidach, however, the Prima Gadim writes, She'ein tzarech l'sakin. There's no reason to be misakin it. The child said it's good, so it's perfectly good. And he writes as well, the Imre Shefer, in the name of the Sefer Atzi Levona, and as well, the Mishnah Sofrim says this as well. And he brings down a very interesting question. If you're covering up all the letters beforehand and all the letters afterwards, can you show it to a Gadol and ask the Gadol what the letter is? So he brings down in the name of the Gedole Hekdish, Shelefi Havonos Hadarke Noam, in the Shita of Rashi, Yesh Lahachshira Im HaGodol Kora Kehogen. You could even ask an adult over here, by covering up all the other letters so you won't be able to read it from the context, say, look at this letter, what do you think it is? And he says, this would be good, Mipnei Shelishitaso Hachisorim BeGodolhu BeKach Shu Koreso Osam Supekes Lefi Inyan Hamila VaMishpat. Because why can't you just ask a regular adult to tell you what do you think this letter is? Because the adult's going to read it within the context and he's going to know that this letter should be a vav and he's going to read it as a vav. But if you're covering up all the other letters, it shouldn't be a problem. So theoretically, at least, one could ask an adult the same question by covering up all the other letters and ask him to just read the letter in question. But then he concludes and he says, L'chachila ain't osim kein, we don't do this. Because it actually could lead to an unnecessary chumrah. And also, with an adult, we're always concerned over here that maybe he's going to try to inadvertently give us the answer that we want to hear, and he'll have machinations, which in a pure young child, you're never going to have this problem. And so too writes the Shevet HaKohasi, Yitochen Shikro Kehogen Machmas Cheshbonos Tzdodiyim. He's going to have external influences or external ideas, Shenem Kshurim L'Guf Tmunas Os, that aren't really what the letter looks like, and therefore we don't allow this by a adult. It's brought down to the Maisa Ish, a fantastic story, set over in the name of the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish said that nowadays, that since adults aren't used to reading Ksiva Stam, the writings of a Sefer Torah. They're used to reading printed letters. They're used to reading letters in a Sefer, which aren't the same as letters in a Sefer Torah. It says possible that your typical adult, who's not a Sofer, would be considered like a child in regards to how familiar he is with the letters. And that's an amazing Chiddush that is brought down in the Maisa Ish. Then the Rama says, Hagah, miyu. Im onu roim shelo nishar tsuras haos kisikuno. If we see over here that the letter is in fact missing something, and it is on our own something we would say would be puzzle, showing it to a young child is of no value. Puzzle afal pishatino koryoso kilchoso. Brought down the name of the Mordechai and the Marik and the Rivash, and this is no good because we know the letter is no good. It has some sort of an intrinsic psul in it, so showing it to a katan in this way doesn't help at all. In Sif Kotten and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Kigon, if it's an Aleph, She'ein Hayud Shalohen Nogas Alatz, when it's the Yud part of the Aleph is broken up into several sections, so the parts of it that are a Yud, so if that is not touching the other parts of the letter, or the Chei Nikudas HaPei, the inner part of the letter Pei, Ein Nogas Legaga, it doesn't touch the upper part of the Pei, and the Chein Lecholosios, in other letters, Shein Pshutos, that aren't straight letters, Sheish Hefsik Be'emtsa Shu Pasul, and it has some sort of a break in it that makes it Pasul, so in all of these, Bein Imna says Be'eis HaKsiva, whether it was done incorrectly at the first time it was written, or Oliach HaKsiva, or it became Pasul at some point after the writing, Lo Mahane Kriyasatinok, the reading of a child correctly of this letter doesn't help at all. The only time the reading of a child helps, Elahecha Shinifsak Os, when the letter somehow got separated, Ubotzulo Mishiura, and the only question is it long enough or not long enough? And this Vav now looks like a Yud. It looks like another letter. Or a Yud looks maybe like a Vav. It's too long. So in that situation, Kigon Vav Kitil, like the cut off Vav, Shanu Misupakim. We're only doubtful over here. Imigiel Oruch Vav, was it long enough to be called a Vav? Or is it a Yud? Okishir Yud. Lekach Toil Kriyasatinok. Only in this situation is showing it to a young child acceptable. Because the Gilui Milsu Biyamahu. This is just the revelation of what the letter really is. Da'orich vav yeshla midelo kara yud. It has enough length to be called a vav because he didn't call it a yud. Therefore, it's a vav. But in a situation where the letter is pasul and now the child happens to read it correctly, that doesn't help at all. And he says, furthermore, v'adin laos nun pshuta, if you have a straight nun, or a kav pshuta, or the chav, the straight part, sheyesh safik, imyesh lam shir arkun, if they're long enough, or if you have a kav kfufa, of bent chav, shadomim mixas lebeis, it looks like a beis, the chav and beis are very similar, uchai gadna, or any other similar situation that you can come up with. Sheyesh listapik, we're doubtful, we're not sure, im tumnos odom laos acharus, if it's this letter or that letter, so then the child can be of value. But we know that letter is not the right letter. Mamo will be riasatinok. How does it help us that a child can correctly figure out what the letter is? The letter is puzzle. Then he adds, if we see with our eyes that the letter is not right, just because the child is going to still recognize that this is the letter Aleph, if the Yud part of the Aleph is not touching the line of the Aleph, the diagonal line of the Aleph, so then it's not a good Aleph. Because of this separation, he's not going to somehow think that it's not the right letter, but still it's not a kosher letter. And the same thing, b'vadin b'pshutos, the same thing is true of other letters. Im onu roin vadai she'ein bo tsuras os, if we know for sure that this letter is not the proper formation of the letter, lo mahani ma detinok kore oso kach. It doesn't help us at all that a young child is going to read it correctly. Only, rak b'sofek, only when there's a doubt, im yesh bo shio kuroi mahani. Only if we're doubtful, is it long enough, then the young child's opinion is of value. And this, of course, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Holzeh below tikkun." This is, of course, if you don't adjust it, if you don't correct it. In regards to how you make a tikkun, he says, the Bir Halacha will explain further details. In the Bir Halacha, mihu imanu roim v'chule, so the Chofetz Chaim writes, "Le'inyon tikkun mahane al koponim kriyasatinok." Once you correct it, then you can have the young child go and read what the letter is. The ein chiluk b'zeh b'mshutos l'kufa, doesn't make a difference with the straight or bent letters. Hakol dino kemosh kosu mitchila. Then the law is, if it was written properly from the beginning, this would be valid over here too. And this is all based upon the Prima Gadim that's mentioned many times in the Siman, the Chofetz Chaim writes. And he says, V'yeser dini apratim. And all the other dinim over here, we will eventually learn again when we get to Siman Lamed Vav, and as well in Siv Chof Hei. The Piskei Tshuvas bring down that the age of this child that we're showing it to is in general, in the age, L'erech, kiben chamei, sheish, v'sheva, 5, 6, or 7-year-old child. And then he brings down from the Shelut Tshuvas, Vayan David, Ein chiluk ben tinok l'tinokis. This is applicable whether it's a little boy or a little girl. Doesn't make any difference in halacha who is reading this letter over here. And the Pesach Shuvos brings down in the name of the Aruch HaShulchan and other poskim as well, that in terms of how do we paskin, in terms of covering up the other letters or not. So he says, certainly if the child is a dayin, eni yodea likro tevos, so if the child can't read words, all he's doing is reading letters, and he's expert enough at reading the letters that we can use such a child, certainly ain't tzarich lechasos klum, you don't have to write, cover up the rest of the letters. Finally, he brings down, yesh betchila laharos latinok kama v'kama tevos. When you're showing the child, is this the right letter, is this a vav or is this a yud, you should show him a whole bunch of other letters in that Sefer Torah or in that tefillin or mezuzah that you're examining, because he's not familiar with the way that the tagim and all the other curlicues and things that we have on the osos are written in the Sefer Torah. And therefore, to familiarize himself with these letters, you should ideally show him some of the other letters first. Gam tevos ksheros shalos hamasupekos, show him what a proper letter of that letter looks like, kidei limna milipsol lahachshir shlo betzedek, in order that he shouldn't make an incorrect either lechumra or lekula designation of what this letter is, and therefore we show him these other letters in order to make the correct assessment. That concludes today's shir.